The Lord looks for workers. Luke, chapter 10, verses 1 to 6. Let us turn to the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 1 to 6. After this the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them 2 by 2 ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go. I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him; if not, it will return to you. It has been said that there are 3 kinds of people in the world. First of all, there is a person that must exist. Wherever this person is a person that is valuable. This person is a person of virtue, is encouraging and gives hope. Secondly, there is a person that does not really make a big difference between whether this person exists or not. This person does not harm others but also does not do any good. This kind of person is not beneficial to the society nor harmful to the society. Thirdly, there is a person that the society should get rid of. This kind of person damages the society, brings harm, evil and destroys people." Toynbee said that this 3rd kinds of people cause the humanity to get ill and these people are the roots of evil. In the Bible, it is a person like Judah. Whichever community you belong to, I hope you will be a person that must exist and that is good to have around. In the Bible the Lord set up 70 people that would go out and preach the gospel. He sent 2 people at a time as a pair. He said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." The Lord sought after the workers. Who are the workers of Christ? Workers of the Christ are people of God that have already given the life to the Lord to pay off the debt because of the gospel. These people are true disciples of Jesus. These people are the people that have the heart of Jesus. Paul said in the Philippians, chapter 1, verse 8 like this: "God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. In human body parts, there is none that is not important. Imagine you have no eyes. How uncomfortable would that be? Imagine you have no arms, it would be very uncomfortable. But, imagine you have no heart. It is not a matter of having an uncomfortable life but it is about a matter of having life and death. Like this, the heart is this important in our body." Like a confession of Paul, Christians are the people that have the heart of Jesus. A person that has the heart of Jesus, that is life, cannot stay still in not sharing the gospel. The people of the early church were like that. When persecutors were putting pressure on them saying never ever do not talk about Jesus anymore, when people were sharing the gospel, they got bashed up and jailed, people asked them in return, "Is this right that we listen to you or we listen to the word of God?" They said to them that we are the witnesses of the cross and salvation. For the purpose of the gospel, they did not even fear death. In Acts, chapter 20, verse 24, Paul said like this: "However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace." The gospel is the life. We need to listen to the gospel so that our life can be alive. There should be someone that tells this. So Paul said, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel." The Lord said, "If the fire of the gospel has lit, what would I want more?" In Romans, chapter 10, verse 13 it says, "For, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." In Romans, chapter 10, verse 17, it says, "Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ." It is because there should be someone telling the gospel so that someone would believe in Jesus and be saved. If you go to Hawaii, there is a statue of Priest Damien in front of City Hall. Molokai Island of Hawaii is a place where the lepers were sent in group. Priest Damien went there and shared the gospel. He told them that God loves you but they did not accept it. Lepers rejected the gospel saying, that because you are healthy, you do not understand the pain that we go through. Damien prayed to God like this. He prayed to God to give him leprosy so that he could share the pain together with them. One day, he saw a spot on his face and thanked God in tears. "Dear brothers, now I am a leper like you. God still loves me even though I am ill." Like this, he shared the gospel as a leper. Countless number of lepers accepted the Lord. This is a statue of Saint Damian that is in front of Honolulu City Hall in Hawaii. We live in a time which is close to the harvest. We can know the heart of the Lord very well that seeks after the workers. The workers that the Lord seeks are you all. The Lord works through the people. Let us read verse 2. It says, "He told them, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.'" Listen to the voice of the Lord that seeks after the workers. The Lord sought after the people. The Lord does not work directly by himself. So he called Abraham and Moses. The Lord also called the 12 disciples, trained them and sent them out to the world. These people shook the world. Today, also, he is looking for the workers that would bring souls forward to God. He is looking for workers that would harvest souls. What is the task that the Lord is the most pleased with? It is salvation of souls. The heart of father that waits for the prodigal son that left home, or the heart of a shepherd that tries his best in seeking after a lost sheep, is a heart of the Lord that waits for the souls. The reason that Jesus came to this land was to save souls, and bearing the cross was to save souls. The reason that he solved many problems was to save souls. He said that there the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. The workers are you all. How many people can you think of that you brought to Jesus and got saved in your entire life as a Christian? At least, if you have been a Christian for 10 years, you could think of at least 10 people that came to believe in Jesus and got saved because you preached the gospel to them. The workers that the Lord seeks after are you all. The Lord said that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. He sought after the workers sadly. The saying that the harvest is plentiful means the time of the Lord's second coming is close. The time of harvest means the end days. For sure, there will be an end time. There are end days for individuals and also there are end days for the humanity. An opportunity is until the end days arrive. Until the door of the Noah's Ark got shut, it was an opportunity. In Matthew, chapter 25, there is a parable of 10 virgins. Until the grooms arrived, it was their opportunity to prepare for the oil. There are many opportunities that do not come back once these are passed. In general, people regret when they lost the opportunities. A regret and an opportunity are different. A regret is something that a person that lost the opportunity has. There was someone that went to a school that waived the tuition fee because the family was not so well off. Every Monday, this student went to a school dorm, but he did not have any money to spend. He had a handicapped mother who could not use her hands. One day she went to see him in his dorm. The son was ashamed of her, so he was angry at her. His mother tried to pass a 10,000 won notes on to him several times, which have been folded many times. "Son, I am sorry, this is all I have." The son was so ashamed of his mother's handicapped hands, so he shut the door on her and went into his room. This son later caused an accident and put in a jail. His mother saw it and kept weeping. The son then realized that he was hurting his mother and decided to apologize to her. "Mother, I am sorry, please wait for me for a little while. Once I get out of the prison, I will work hard and will be a good son." Mother said, "I will wait, even though I will have to wait for a long time, I will wait for you." After he got out of the jail, he decided that he would not turn up to his mother until he earned some money. So even though it was a national holiday season, he did not go home. Like this, 3 years passed, and just before the Chuseok holiday, he prepared a gift for his mother. He thought that it was time for him to see his mother. But that day, he received a phone call from his younger brother. "Yesterday, mother was killed in a car accident when she was waiting for you on the street. Every single day, she waited for you and she was excited to see you as you were coming today. She said that you would earn lots of money and be a good son to her." That day, he held the gift that he bought for his mother tightly and kept weeping. This was something that was confessed by that son later. "Mother, Why could you not wait for one more day? Mother, you should have waited for me for one more day. As I saw this writing that was written with tears of pain, my heart was so heavy. The son that could not be a good son till the very end, and not been able to pull out the nail that pierced her heart, kept on weeping. A regret and an opportunity are very different. I hope you will not miss out on opportunities, not regretting. Life is not about regretting. We should not miss out on opportunities. We should not miss out on opportunities to share the gospel. Then what are the people that we should share the gospel with? These are people that you meet often. In your family, at work, at school, these are people that you meet with often. These are the people that you need to share the gospel with. People that moved into your area, people that believed in Jesus once but now stopped believing, people that were baptized when they were in military training but not worshiping God these days. In fact, there are so many people that stopped growing spiritually if you get to meet with people. These are the people that we should harvest. Because of you, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that they would be saved. When the Lord was sending away his disciples, he said, "Trust on the Lord only and go." Let us read verse 4. It says, "Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road." Do not take a purse or bag or sandals. The three things that the Lord said do not take, are necessities for travelers. But, the Lord said, do not take these with you. How could traveler leave without preparation? Does it mean that you do not need these when you travel? Does it mean that you should not prepare? No. We need to know the deep message which has been implied here. Rather than having the worldly standards, it means that we should rely more on the power of the Lord. From confessions of 70 evangelists that believed in the Lord only and went out, we can see this. In Luke, chapter 10, verse 10, it says, "The 70 too returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." Because they shared the name of Jesus, they saw demons submitting in Jesus' name. In verse 10, it says, "He replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." In verse 19, it says, "I have given new authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you." We need to trust the Lord only and share the gospel. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will trust the Lord only and share the blood-stained gospel boldly. The gospel is sharing the peace. Let us read verses 5 to 6. It says, "When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you." Christians are people that have peace in their lives. It is because they serve the Lord in them. The Lord is the origin of the peace. In John, chapter 14, verse 27, it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." The first word he shared after resurrection was "Peace be with you." Everyone wants peace. Whoever you meet, share about the peace. When the Jewish people greet each other, they say, "Shalom." Shalom means peace. Christians bless each other when they meet people and bless them by saying, "Peace be with you." Verse 6 says, "If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you." When Christians bless each other to have peace, the Lord guarantees it. But, if one rejects this, then that peace returns to the person that wished them to be blessed. It is a fact. Whoever you meet, wish them to have peace and bless them. If they reject it, it will be returned to you. Let us greet each other with a person sitting next to you. God loves you. God bless you. In Numbers, chapter 6, verses 22 to 27, it says like this. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, 'The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.' So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." God called Moses and asked him to bless people like this. As in verse 24, "The Lord bless you and keep you." As in verse 25, "The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you." As in verse 26, The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Bless people like this. Then as promised in verse 27, God said he will bless you like that. Verse 27 says, so they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. People need to have at least three kinds of peace. First of all, in their hearts, there should be peace. Peace of heart is an origin of happiness. If there is no peace in heart and if there is something worrisome that you cannot even sleep because of this, then, open the window of your heart towards God and look up. You will be able to restore the peace of your heart that was once lost. Secondly, there should be peace in family. In family, there should be laughter, joy and peace. It has been said in the 21st century, the family has a downfall. In your family as well, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will invite the Lord and will have overflowing peace. Thirdly, the nation needs to have peace. It is a time that the peace is needed more than any other time. But, it is not possible with our own strength only. It is because the true peace is in the Lord. So the Lord said, greet each other by wishing them to have peace. My dear family in Christ, this is a time that we look back on this year and harvest what we worked on. The Lord said, the harvest time is near. But the workers are few. He sought after the workers. The Lord works through people. You are the workers that the Lord is after. There are so many souls that do not believe in Jesus around us. Let us pay attention to them and form a relationship with them. Have you been a believer of Jesus for 10 years? You should be able to think of 10 people at least that came to believe in Jesus through you. Let us not delay this. Till this year is over, let us take this opportunity. This is an opportunity. Every neighbor you meet and to your co-workers, wish them to have peace of the Lord. The gospel is about sharing the life and peace. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.